One of the most common questions we get about matcha is what the tea actually tastes like, and we're going to attempt to answer that here. Of course, the only true way to understand what matcha tastes like is to try it for yourself, but we will do our best to describe the flavor. We'll also take a look at the parallels between the flavor of matcha and the flavor of Japanese cuisine. Finally, we'll show you how the flavor is created through specific steps in the production process. Let's get started. So before we talk about what matcha tastes like, it's important to point out that not all matcha flavors are the same. Certain matcha teas will be a little bit sweeter, others will be quite bitter, and everything in between. That being said, there are a few tasting notes that come up time and time again with a lot of matcha teas. You may hear tasting notes like edamame, baby spinach, and even seaweed be ascribed to the flavor of matcha. These may seem off-putting, but they can really create a unique and enjoyable tasting experience. These tasting notes can actually complement a lot of flavors in Japanese cuisine. So what are the parallels between the flavor of matcha and the flavor of Japanese cuisine? As we have said in previous videos, to understand the unique flavor of Japanese green tea, it helps to have an understanding of the Japanese cuisine. There are a few flavors that are sought after in Japanese food that you will not find in American food. Mushrooms are an example of this. They are commonly used in broths, like miso soup and ramen, and while they might not be thought of as flavorful in the traditional sense, they add a savory thickness to the food. This savory or umami flavor is a theme in not only Japanese dishes, but also Japanese teas, as we will explore later. Another ingredient you will find in Japanese cuisine that you may not recognize is seaweed or kelp. This is not only used for consistency, but also for flavor. In general, you will find a lot more of these steamed green vegetables like edamame, seaweed, etc. These flavors are recreated in the matcha flavor through a process we will discuss next. So where does the matcha flavor come from? Now that we've covered the basics on what does matcha tea taste like, let's talk a little bit about how matcha gets its flavor. In the last section, we identified two major characteristics of flavor and why it's desirable. Here, we're going to tackle how the tea gets these flavors. So first we have the savory matcha flavor. The savory matcha flavor is actually accomplished by altering the chemical composition of the tea leaf. The savory flavors of a green tea come from the amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins. The most prevalent amino acid in green tea is called theanine, a compound isolated as recently as 1950 by a team of researchers in Kyoto that were studying green tea leaves. The tea plant produces theanine naturally, but actually converts it into the antioxidant catechins as a protection against sunlight. These catechins can actually produce a bitter flavor in the tea. In order to maximize the savory theanine content, the farmer will shade the tea plants used to produce matcha for 3 weeks before the harvest. This labor-intensive shading process is worth it to maximize that savory matcha flavor. So what about the steamed vegetable matcha flavor? Another flavor in matcha is the steamed vegetable or vegetal flavor profile. This is actually produced after the tea leaves are harvested. Once the tea leaves are picked, they begin to oxidize naturally, and eventually they will turn into a black tea. To produce an unoxidized green tea, heat needs to be applied to the tea leaves immediately after the harvest. In China, it's more common to heat the tea leaves in a large hot pan, but in Japan, it's more common to steam the tea leaves. This steaming process not only locks in the natural green and grassy flavors of the tea leaves, but it can even accentuate them. This is why Japanese green teas have such a vibrant green color and a steamed vegetable, almost seaweedy flavor profile. Finally, there is a bonus flavor, and that's the creamy matcha flavor profile, which is actually accomplished by how the tea is prepared. While most teas are infused into water, matcha is actually mixed directly into water. This means that you're consuming the entire leaf, and therefore the mouthfeel of the tea is thicker and richer. To prepare the best bowl of matcha tea, you need to use the bamboo tea whisk or chasen and whisk the tea powder into the water using rapid wrist motions. This injects air into the tea and gives it a lighter and creamier texture. A lot of work goes into producing this smooth flavor of the matcha, and when combined with expert-level whisking, a good matcha can taste almost like a glass of milk. What about matcha flavor pairings? Now that we've covered what does matcha taste like and why does it taste a certain way, let's discuss a few matcha flavor pairings. Because matcha has such a strong flavor profile that is heavy on these steamed vegetable notes, it tends to clash with a lot of different desserts and foods. Dark chocolate doesn't work well, but white chocolate does. Why is this? When you pair matcha, you want to go for something that's neutral and sweet. White chocolate doesn't taste like much, but it's very sweet, so it pairs perfectly, smoothing out any bitterness in the matcha. This is also why matcha lattes work so well. Other matcha flavor pairings include ice cream, mochi, or other types of Japanese sweets, also called wagashi, that are much more subtle than desserts that you might be used to. So finally, what does matcha taste like? The flavor can be described as strong on these grassy or steamed vegetable flavors, with a strong umami taste, light subtle sweetness, and finally a smooth consistency. The best way to truly understand what does matcha taste like is to try some for yourself, and we have the perfect thing for you. With our matcha samplers, you get to try 21 different types of matcha teas from all over Japan and see which flavors you like the most. All of these matcha teas taste slightly different, which all has to do with the tea plant variety, growing region, and production style. Try them out for yourself and become a matcha flavor connoisseur. If you'd like to support this YouTube channel, we would greatly appreciate that you go onto our website, neoteas.com, and try some teas for yourself to see which ones you like. Another way to support this channel is if you like the video, please hit the thumbs up and subscribe to see more like it in the future. If you have any questions about matcha or green tea in general, please feel free to leave those in the comments below. Until then, we'll see you next time.